Talking Blades hockey, a Braden Tribal piece comes out of Moscow, Idaho to play with the Blades. Second season with Steele County. And Braden, you came back. What do you like about playing in Owatonna and being with this team?
You know, this team last year was a lot of new kids, and we all formed together really well because of that. And I really like that, so I came back to be a part of that again. It's still a really good family here, so that's what I love about this place.
And the record is a bit better than last season. You guys have picked up some big wins here and there. It seems like, in addition to having that continuity of personnel together, you guys have, of course, gotten better with more experience. So what's working better on the ice, and what do you like about the way the team is executing things this season?
We got a lot of kids making heads-up plays this year and being a lot more or less selfish, which is really helping out our games and our wins, which I'm really liking. But that's just honestly the biggest change, is just heads-up plays, which makes a big difference in the long run.
Hopefully there's a long run in the playoffs here, but someday, before too long, the saying goodbye is going to happen, and I feel that's going to be tough with this group.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty sad. That's not what I'm looking forward to yet.
Now, are you someone that age-wise could come back again next season?
Yes, I could be back here next year. I do not age out. I have one more year.
Okay, and then there's a mix of that, of course, across the roster. When we get into playoffs here coming up pretty soon, what are some keys? What do you guys need to do? You're going to be playing the Moose, as we're talking, one way or the other, but it'll be against the Moose, and I know they kind of ended up beating you guys a couple of times here late in the season over a weekend, but what do you like about that matchup?
You know, what I like is that we've beat them before, okay, so we can do it again, and we just need to work harder in front of their net and inside of their offensive zone, and we're really going to bang it home. I feel like we're going to win this playoff series.
What got you into hockey?
My grandparents brought me to a skating rink when I was 4, and I said, I want to play that. And so I've been playing hockey ever since then.
How did you end up here in Minnesota?
I know a very close friend that's actually from Owatonna. Her name's Lindsay Macy. She played Mankato in Wisconsin. She taught me how to play hockey for a couple years. So I live with her parents, and that's why I made my way here.
Now, where was she? Was she working out west with something, or where did you want to run into her?
She was actually in Moscow for like 2 years and taught me how to play hockey during those 2 years, and then took a job at an academy up in northern Idaho, which is a very good team that I ended up playing on because of her. She brought me there, too.
Wow.
And it was a fun place to be.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. So, Braden, there's one other line of questioning I've got to get into a little bit with you, because I saw your vehicle sitting out outside the rink today. Personalized license plate says Gong Show, which I thought had something to do with the TV show. That's not the case.
It is the hockey apparel brand. It's very cool. I used to wear it all the time when I was growing up, and so when I had a chance to get it, I had to snag it. And I actually had an old person that I met.
Like me, an old person?
He came up to me and he said, is that the old show or is that the hockey brand? And I said, it's the hockey brand. And he said, I'll give you $200 for that. And I said, no thank you, but thank you so much, sir.
I don't think he went out long enough there. 200 seems a little bit low of an offer.
That's kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Have to go a little higher on that. You don't run into any trademark issue then by having Gong Show. I mean, you had to get your license plate.
Yeah.
It's an Idaho license plate, and certainly they went through the proper channels when you requested it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm missing one letter, but
there you go.
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough that people know what it is.
Exactly.
Gong Show, referring to hockey apparel. But Braden, you say that your whole family has some interesting license plates. A lot of sports feel to it.
Tons, lots of sports field. We got penalty box for my mom. We've got D-man for my brother. We got a lot of them. And I love that. It's very fun.
Why penalty box license plate for your mom? You guys didn't spend a lot of time sitting in the penalty box, did you?
It is actually because we spend a lot of time sitting in that car. A lot.
Sitting in the car, not literally making lots of penalties, and sitting in the penalty box at the rink, and hopefully not the penalty box at home either.
It felt like a penalty box in that car, but yeah, no, not that much penalty box for me in the ice and at home. It was pretty nice, honestly.
And your dad as well, personalized plate. He's got a business going is a little bit of a sports feel to it.
Yeah, he's got The Club, which is a reference to our corner club, which is actually a sponsored Kraken bar, which is pretty cool in my opinion. But yeah, we got a lot of sports going on, lots of sports history, especially through that bar. Okay. It's very cool.
And that's in Moscow, Idaho,
yes,
then?
It is, yes.
Which is a few hours away from the home of the Kraken in Seattle, but certainly within within striking distance.
Oh, it's within fan distance, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so the place is hopping then on a hockey night?
It's hopping on hockey night, and we love it.
Very cool. Hey, Braden, it's fun talking to you. Braden Tribal Peace out of Moscow, Idaho. A couple of seasons with the Blades, and maybe another one, and hopefully a good playoff run here. Braden, good luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.